Climate change is the biggest challenge in confronting our relationship with the rest of the natural world, but not the only one. Humans are deforesting the planet. We're causing massive extinction of other species. We're changing the basic chemistry of the oceans. And according to a warning just issued by more than 15,000 scientists from more than 180 countries, time is running out to protect the natural systems that provide for us. The document ends with a reminder that Earth, with all its life, is our only home. It is with that very message in mind that we are making a big change here at The World. We're saying goodbye to our environment desk and hello to something new, our livable planet desk. Deep in all of this, our longtime environment editor, Peter Thompson, along with our environment reporter, Carolyn Beeler. Peter, why the need to reframe our coverage of the environment?
Well, you know, Marco, I've been on this beat for more than 25 years, longer than I care to remember. And I've actually always been frustrated with this term environment. I just felt like it doesn't capture what we do, which is really about our relationship with this planet. It's about, you know, what do we need? How do we use this place? How are we changing it? How are those changes coming back to haunt us? And there is a huge amount of stuff that's kind of squeezed into this one term that all makes it sound kind of abstract and external, like it's something outside of us that we can worry about at our leisure, rather than really acknowledging that it's intimate in everything we do, every breath we take. And at the same time, the word environment has become a lot more polarized in this last quarter century that I've been covering it. And of course, that concern really exploded a year ago with the presidential election, which exposed and to some degree deepened these chasms in our society. And I think it's our role as journalists not just to explore those divisions, but to try to create room for dialogue. And getting rid of the term environment, I'm hoping, will help open things up a little bit, not have it be such a flashpoint where some people say, well, if it's environment, I disagree. Or if it's environment, I agree. I'm with you. And not even really listen.
And yet, Carolyn Beeler, that's what it feels like. It feels like the environment is so divisive. And you're out there on the ground reporting this stuff. You've encountered the divisiveness. How do you cover environmental stories without them being so divisive?
We're not going to stop covering the things that have become politically divisive, like policy debates about climate change. But we are going to increasingly focus on the fact that the environment is not something outside of us, like Peter said. It's something that impacts every day, every moment of our lives. So it's the quality of the air we breathe on our way to work. It's where we get our food and our clothes and how that impacts the world. The environment is driving huge global trends like migration of people. So we hope to acknowledge that the environment is really part of everything that we do all the time and tell stories about that.
So hopefully with this new frame for what we do, the conversation is going to be a little more inclusive, maybe aspirational. You know, what do we want rather than what are we fighting over? And again, which is not to say we're not going to deal with conflict. I mean, that's inevitable, of course. But hopefully the new frame will suggest that we're approaching these conflicts a little differently. And hopefully also it'll help evoke better that relationship that I was talking about earlier. It's about us. It's about the planet, a place we all share, and where we'll succeed or fail as a sustainable society. You know, I hope we succeed. I hope we live. And I think that's something that most of us can agree on. So let's start there. What do we need to make that possible?
So the livable planet. Carolyn Beeler, what do you hope we get out of this new perspective?
I hope we all realize to a greater extent that the environment isn't something that's out there when we want to go for a hike in it. It's something that's impacting all of our daily lives every day.
All right, Peter, what's in the pipeline? What are the first stories?
Well, in the next few weeks, we got a bunch of stories about kids who are at the front lines of climate change, from Chile to Florida. We've got stories about Germany's complicated relationship with coal. Later this week, an American climate scientist who left her world here at home and moved to Fiji to work among a community that's really at the very front line of climate change. But we're going to start today with a story that's actually about a beach cleanup, but it's not quite what you'd expect. It's actually got a little magic in it, which is what I love about it.
Editor Peter Thompson and reporter Carolyn Beeler of our new rebranded Livable Planet Desk. Thanks very much. And here we go with that story from Chavi Suchdev in Mumbai.